Let us turn to the Old Testament.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4. Old Testament, the Proverbs chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得之聪明。
Listen, children, to a father's instruction.And pay attention so that you may gain discernment.
因我所给你们的是好教训，不可离弃我的法则。
Because I give you good instruction, do not forsake my teaching.
我在父亲面前为孝子，在母亲眼中为独一的娇儿。
When I was a son to my father, a tender only child before my mother.
父亲教训我说你心要存记我的言语，遵守我的命令，便得存活。
He taught me, and he said to me, "Let your heart lay hold of my words, keep my commands, so that you will live."
要得智慧，要得聪明，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的言语。
Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget, and do not turn aside from the words I speak.
不可离弃智慧，智慧就保卫你，要爱她，她就保守你。
Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必得聪明。
Wisdom is supreme, so acquire wisdom, and whatever you acquire, acquire understanding.
高举智慧他就使你高升，怀抱智慧，他就使你尊荣。
Esteem her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her.
他必将华冠加在你头上，把荣冕交给你。
She will place a fair garland on your head. She will bestow a beautiful crown on you.
我儿，你要听受我的言语。就必延年益寿。
Listen, my child, and accept my words, so that the years of your life will be many.
我已指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。
I will guide you in the ways of wisdom, and I will lead you in upright path.
你行走脚步必不致狭窄，你奔跑也不致跌倒。
When you walk, your steps will not be hampered.And when you run, you will not stumble.
要持定训诲，不可放松，必当谨守，因为它是你的生命。
Hold on to instruction, do not let it go. Protect it, because it is your life.
不可行恶人的路，不要走坏人的道。
Do not enter the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of those who are evil.
要躲避，不可经过，要转身而去。
Avoid it, do not go on it.Turn away from it and go on.
这等人若不行恶，不得睡觉，不使人跌倒，睡卧不安。
For they cannot sleep unless they cause harm. They are robbed of sleep until they make someone stumble.
因为他们以奸恶吃饼，以强暴喝酒。
For they eat bread gained from wickedness and drink wine obtained from violence.
但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
But the path of the righteous is like the bright morning light, growing brighter and brighter until full day.
恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因什么跌倒。
The way of the wicked is like gloomy darkness. They do not know what causes them to stumble.
我儿要留心听我的言语，侧耳听我的话语。
My child, pay attention to my words. Listen attentively to my sayings.
都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中。
Do not let them depart from your sight. Guard them within your heart.
因为得着他的，就得了生命。又得了医全体的良药。
For they are life to those who find them, and healing to one's entire body.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the sources of life.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝怪谬的嘴。
Remove perverse speech from your mouth. Keep devious talk far from your lips.
你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
Let your eyes look directly in front of you, and let your gaze look straight before you.
要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
Make the path for your feet level, so that all your ways may be established.
不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Do not turn to the right or to the left. Turn yourself away from evil.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
That's the passage we'll read for now.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have some word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how thankful we are.
感谢你让我们再有这样的机会一同来读你自己圣洁的话语。
Thank you for this opportunity to read your holy word.
你的话实在是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
我们若离弃了你的话，我们心中还有什么智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom will be left if we depart from your word?
主，我们都愿意有一个可听的耳，有一个受教的心。
Lord, we all like to have a ear that can hear and a heart that can be taught.
无论我们是讲的，是翻的，是听的，我们都愿意被一个灵所感。
May the Holy Spirit move the speaker, the translator, and the listener.
因为我们每一个人都需要听见神儿子今天向我们说话的声音。
Because each one of us needs to hear the words from the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
因为只有你是我们的拯救，只有你是我们唯一的盼望。
Because you are our only salvation and you are our only hope.
我们把自己都完全交托在恩主的手里。
We commit ourselves completely into your hand.
借着你自己丰满的同在，充满在你自己的会中。
Fill this assembly with your fullness, with your full presence.
我们的心遇见你，我们就满足了。
When our hearts meet you, then we'll be satisfied.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们知道箴言是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
We all know that the book of Proverbs is a precious book.
而且箴言里面的内容非常的丰富。
And the content of this book is so rich.
特别是像我们如果一下子就读了一章的圣经，很多时候我们都不知道从哪里读起。
Sometimes when we read the whole chapter, one chapter, and we don't know where to begin to share.
因为这里面实在太丰富了。
Because the content is so rich.
因为主的话语实在是这样的充满了亮光，充满了荣耀。
Because the Lord's word is full of enlightenment and full of bright light.
今天早晨我只愿意，如果主允许的话，我只和弟兄姊妹交通其中里面的主要的一个重点。
God willing, this morning I will just share one of the important aspects of this chapter.
就是在第23节。
That is found in verse 23.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Verse 23 says, guard your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the sources of life.
虽然这章圣经我们可以从许多不同的角度我们来理解。
Of course, we can look at this chapter from different angles and try to understand it.
如果主愿意，早晨我们只从这一个非常简单的角度和弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
God willing, we will just take this very simple approach by looking at this verse.
我们知道这里面告诉我们，我们的心是何等的重要。
And it tells us the importance of our heart.
什么是心呢？
What is the heart mean?
我们知道我们每个人都有心。
Of course, each one of us has a heart.
这里告诉我们这个心太重要了。
It says the heart is so critical.
他说你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
You have to guard your heart more than anything else.
要保守我们的心超过任何的一件事物。
And far exceeds anything else, we must guard our heart.
所以心在这里面给我们看见是非常非常重要的一件事。
So heart is a matter that's so critical.
那到底这个心在哪里呢？
Where is this heart?
当我们知道这里说的心不是指的我们肉身的那个心脏说的。
Of course here the word heart doesn't mean the physical heart.
但是我们知道这个心确确实实在人的深处。
But we all know that this heart is in the depth of everyone.
当圣经在翻译这个字的时候，我们发现有的时候是在遇见一些的困难。
So the translator of the Bible often found it difficult to translate this word.
比如你像在圣经上特别讲到这一个，你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
And when the Bible says that you should have the like-mindedness of Jesus Christ.
所以你听英文，它这翻译的是那个心思。
And in that case, the heart is, the word heart is translated into the mind.
神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
And also in another place, it says that God has not given us the timid heart.
乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But strong and loving and guarding ourselves.
在事实上在原文那个心在英文常常翻成灵。
And in that place, the word heart is often translated as the spirit.
有时候我在想为什么中文翻译的时候他们翻译的时候弟兄们只用心这个字呢
?I often wonder how come in all these places, the word heart is translated as heart.
那么在英文有的时候翻译成心思。
Sometimes the word heart is translated in English as the mind.
有的时候翻译成灵
or the spirit.
所以我就去查考了一下。
So I did some research.
我发现确确实实在这个翻译里面有这些的分别。
And true enough that we found some subtle difference in these different translations.
那么确实有的地方它着重的是心思。有的地方着重的是灵。
Sometimes the same word heart focuses more on the mind, or sometimes in other places it focuses more on the spirit.
但是你去查考的时候，你发现这些字它的解释都不是很简单的。
But if you look into some more, you find out it's not that simple to understand this word.
这些字的解释都好像有许许多多。
Because there are many aspects, many facets of this word.
但当你去比较的时候，它无论用哪一个字，你发现他们的那些解释很多地方都是重叠的。
And when you look into it, and you will find out that no matter how the word heart is translated, you will find their meanings often overlap.
所以我们发现这个心呢，它实实在在和人的灵是连在一起。
And we found out that the word the heart is closely related.With our spirit.
所以我觉得中文圣经的翻译也是有它的道理。
And I think that the Chinese translation has its place.
所以你像在罗马书的里面，使徒保罗说他用他的心灵所侍奉的神。
And in Romans, the Apostle Paul says that I serve the Lord with my heart.
In my spirit. But it's my spirit. 它是和心连在一起的。
So the spirit and the heart are closely connected.
所以很多时候我们发现这个心它是在好像摸到了人的灵的深处。
So the word heart, the heart can touch the depth of one's spirit.
但它又和人的魂紧紧连在一起。
And also is closely connected to one's soul.
所以有心思、有心意、还有心情。
So you have a mind and thought and feelings.
你发现这些都是和心连在一起的。
So they are all connected to the word heart.
所以我们知道心在人的整个人来讲，它处在一个非常关键、非常重要的一个位置。
So the heart, within the whole being of oneself occupies a very important position.
它影响我们人的灵。
It affects our spirit.
影响我们整个人的魂。
It impacts our soul.
所以它影响我们整个这个人。
It just impacts the whole being.
所以这个心实在太重要了。
So this heart is so critical.
所以圣经上给我们看见，神非常看重我们人的心。
So Bible shows us that God cares a lot about our heart.
人神看人不像人看人，人是看外貌，神却是看人的内心。
The Bible says that when God looks at a person, he looks into the heart, as we only look at the appearance of a person.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人在看的时候，常常看的是外面。
So as we look at a person, another person, we look at the exterior.
所以圣经上说，神所看的乃是内心。
But Bible says that God looks into our heart.
所以圣经上说，心里相信的必然得救。
And so that's that if you believe with your heart, then you will be saved.
有的时候我们在服事的里面，我们发现有些亲爱的朋友，他们头脑已经信了。
As we serve, as we share the gospel, we found that some friends, they believe in their head.
但我们发现他实在需要一段的过程。
But there's a progress, there's a process involved.
他需要经过一段好像那一个毛毛虫产检的过程。
It seems to be that it takes one to go through the process like the caterpillar going through making the cocoon.
好让他经过这段的好像痛苦的阶段，从他的头脑进到他的心里面。
So this process is a difficult one. It goes from the mind or the head to the heart.
因为他只有心里相信，他才会得救。
Because only when one believes in their heart, in his heart, then he can be saved.
但这一段过程是非常重要的。
But this process is very important.
有的时候我们在侍奉的里面，特别我自己在侍奉里面，我常常觉得需要帮助这些亲爱的朋友。
In our ministry, especially my own ministry, I found out that I need to help these friends.
我发现这段过程太痛苦了。
Because this process is it causes some suffering.
好不好？我拿个剪刀把它稍微剪一下。
What if I just use the scissor to open it up?
让它很快的就可以脱离那一个过程。
So that they can finish this process sooner.
但是这个结果却不像我们所想象。
But the result is nothing that we imagined.
因为它没有这一个过程，它好像没有办法从头脑。对这个相信进到心里的相信。
Because without this process, one cannot go from believing with the mind to believing with the heart.
所以有时候我在侍奉中，我发现有许多的那个蝴蝶是出来的，但它不会飞的。
But in our ministry experience, I found out that even though the butterfly has emerged, but it doesn't have the ability to fly.
所以在聚会里，我发现有些的蝴蝶是会飞的。
We found out some butterflies fly.
因为我们都是属天的。
Because we are all heavenly citizens.
好像但是有些的蝴蝶很不会飞的。
But there are some butterflies who cannot fly.
因为很多时候我所能看见的是人外面的需要。
Because a lot of times all I see is the external needs of a person.
但神所看见是他心里面的需要。
But God can see the true need deep in our heart.
不仅神看重我们的心。
So not only God focuses on our heart,
就连我们的妻子、我们的配偶也看重我们的心。
So our wives, our spouses also cares about our heart.
有些的时候，当妻子这个愿意和先生去交通的时候，去讲话的时候，先生呢在那里一边讲话，一边眼睛去看着电视。
Sometimes when a wife wants to have some communication, have dialogue with their husbands, but as the husbands is listening to the wife, but his eyes are glued to the TV too.
有的时候是球赛，有的时候是上网，有的时候是报纸，反正眼睛就是不看着妻子。
Sometimes our eyes are either on the tube or on the computer or reading the newspaper, but we're not gazing at the eyes of our spouses.
有时候我觉得我很属灵，我一边听太太讲话，一边看圣经。
And sometimes I'll see I'm so spiritual, I can listen to my wife at the same time I'll be reading the Bible.
但你发现跟妻子之间的交通常常是交不通的。
You find out that the communication between the husband and wife doesn't exist.
因为妻子所看重的是我们的心。
Because what the wife cares is our heart.
我们的心有没有在她的身上。
Whether we are focusing on her.
有的时候我们在侍奉中你发现其实我们需要用我们的心来侍奉。
A lot of times in our service to the Lord, we have to use our heart.
我们要用心灵来侍奉这位永生的神。
We have to serve him with our spirit.
我记得有一段时间我们中间来了一些新来的朋友。
I remember one time that we have many new friends coming.
那么后来你知道有些的朋友就跟我讲。
So afterwards, some of the new friends told me.
我里面很受提醒。
I was greatly reminded.
那么有一位他跟我说他来这已经差不多三个月的时间。
And one friend told me that I've been coming for about three months.
他说你们聚会中有一个人呢每一次都问我同样的问题。
And one of you always asked me the same question.
你叫什么？
What's your name?
你家住哪？
Where do you live?
你有几个孩子？
How many children do you have?
非常的热情，非常的好。
Very fervent and very caring.
但他发现下个礼拜他问的问题还是这三个问题。
But the next week, the same person will ask me exactly the same questions.
三个月下来问的都是一个问题。
After three months, he asked me exactly the same questions.
我听到的时候，我里面非常非常的受提醒。
So I was greatly reminded after I hear the story.
我们有没有用我们的心呢？
Are we paying attention?
当我们侍奉的时候，如果我们不是在心灵里面来侍奉，我们觉得说这件事情，这个侍奉是没有价值的。
When we serve, if we do not serve in the spirit or with our spirit, then the service is worthless.
所以我们的心是非常非常重要的。
So our heart is very, very important.
所以从这里面就提醒我们要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
That's why the Bible, God's word reminds us, guard your heart.With all vigilance.
一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
Because from it comes the sources of your life.
所以你发现当主耶稣在地上讲这个撒种比喻的时候，你发现就有不同的结果。
So you will see that when Jesus gave the parable of the sower.
为什么有的人身上就讲了这么多宝贵的话语，一点的果效都没有。
So we see that the results of hearing this parable are very different. How come some people heard the parable but had no impact on them?
同样花了同样的时间。
They spend the same amount of time listening.
我们都一同坐在这里。
We all sit together.
那有的人身上就有三十倍，就六十倍，就一百倍的果实。
Some people can bear 30 times, 60 times, or even 100 times of the fruit.
为什么在我身上就常常没有这些的果效呢？
How come there's no impact on me?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们忽略了。
Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of times we have forgotten something.
我们守了很多的东西。
We kept many other many things.
我们保守身体的健康。
We keep our health.
我们盼望能保守我们的工作。
We keep our jobs.
我们保守很多的事情。
We keep many, many things.
但我们却忘记保守我们的心。
But we do not guard our heart.
弟兄姊妹，要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
Dear brothers and sisters, guard your heart more than anything else.
因为心太重要了。
Because the heart is so paramount.
不仅心这么重要。
Not only a heart is paramount.
在哥林多后书第三章还特别告诉我们。
But in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us.
说你们的心几时转向主，几时归向主，帕子几时就出去了。
Whenever your heart is turned toward God, then the veil will be removed.
这句话我们都明白。
We all understand this verse.
这是从正面来告诉我们的。
So in a positive way, it tells us.
为什么我们的心要常常归向主，常常转向主？
Why should our heart be turning toward God all the time?
因为我们的心常常变的。
Because our heart changes often.
我们在聚会里面，我们的心都向着主。
When in assembly, in meetings, our hearts.
我们在伯饼聚会，我们都被主的爱所抓住。
So in a communion service, our hearts were gripped.
很多时候就还没有离开聚会地方，正在那里和别人讲话的时候，我们的心已经转走了。
But a lot of times, even before we leave this room, as we are talking with the people, our heart left the Lord.
你发现为什么要保守我们的心呢？
So why do we need to guard our heart?
不仅心是这样的重要。
Not only the heart is so critical,
而且我们的心常常会变的。
Because our heart changes often.
我们常常不知道怎样来制服我们的心。
We don't know how to conquer our heart.
圣经告诉我们说，如果人不知道制服自己的心，
Bible tells us if one does not know how to conquer or control his heart,
这个人的心好像毁坏的城邑，好像毁坏的一个城市。
And then this heart is like a ruined city.
没有墙垣一样。
There's no wall.
你想想，如果一个城它没有墙。
Just imagine a city without walls.
什么都可以进来。
Anything can come in.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前学习制服我们的心。
So we need to learn before the Lord how to control our heart.
我们学习怎样保守我们的心。
How to guard our heart.
否则的话，我不晓得你在祷告的时候你是怎么祷告的。
So I don't know how, then otherwise I don't know how you will pray.
我相信这边弟兄们一直劝我们能够和主之间有亲密的关系。
Of course, we are often encouraged.That we need to have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
需要在主面前有一段安静等候的时间。
We need to quiet and be quiet before the Lord and also wait upon Him.
好让我们这个人能够进入到灵的深处。
So that we can enter into the depth of the Spirit.
好让我们可以和主在灵里面有亲密的交通。
So that we can in the Spirit.Communicate or commune with him very closely.
我们彼此之间也有亲密的交通。
And also commune with each other closely.
深渊与深渊的响应。
That's an echo in the valleys.
但是如果我们不晓得保守我们的心。
If we do not know how to guard our hearts.
我不知道你的经历如何。
I don't know what your experience is like.
我记得那个时候刚开始学习要在主面前安静亲近主的时候。
I recall that as I learned how to be quiet before the Lord.
我不想祷告则已。
Unless I don't want to pray.
只要我跪在那要开始祷告的时候，那个满脑子不知道想到什么东西去了。
As soon as I kneel down and start to pray, then my mind just wanders everywhere.
我根本不能安静下来。
I could not be quiet at all.
根本没有办法进到那个灵的那个感觉的里面。
I could not enter the sense of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不这样在神面前一直学习来保守我们的心，制服我们的心，制服我们的心的话。
Unless we learn how to guard and control our heart before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们根本不晓得什么叫做深渊与深渊的响应。
Then we really do not appreciate or understand what does it mean to have the echo in the depth of our life.
有的时候前面的弟兄给我们很多属灵的亮光。
A lot of times the brothers ahead of us share with us many lights from the word.
我们听了半天好像听懂了，好像就根本没有办法进去。
Even though we seemingly have understood it, but we could not really experience it.
因为当我们在这里听主讲，听弟兄们分享的时候，不是用头脑去听。
When we listen to brothers sharing, we do not understand it with our head or with our mind.
我们乃是用心灵和诚实来到主的面前。
We have to come in spirit and in truth before the Lord.
乃是深渊与深渊的一个响应。
This is the echo bouncing back and forth in the depth of our life.
你知道，如果我们这个心好像没有墙垣的城一样。
If our heart is like the city without walls,
不仅我们这个人很肤浅。
Not only we become very shallow.
谈属灵的事情，我们总觉得跟我们是格格不入的。
And when we talk about spiritual matters, then it seems that we cannot fathom it.
而且我们心头常常充满了重担。
And a lot of times that our heart is heavily burdened.
因为我们不知道怎样借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将所要的告诉神。
Because we do not know how to tell the Lord everything through prayer, thanksgiving, and seeking Him.
让主所赐那个出人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀和意念。
So that we can gain from the Lord the peace that passes all understanding, which will keep our heart and our mind.
就算是在神的儿女中间。
So even among God's children,
我不知道在这边如何。
I don't know what you're like.
在我服侍的一个很小的聚集里面发现，就是在神的儿女中间也常常有忧郁症的发生。
In the small congregation where I serve, I found that more often than not, I found the depression among brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这跟我们的见证差得太远了。
Because this is a far cry from our testimony.
主今天已经完全释放了我们。
The Lord has really released us.
主成了我们的满足。
The Lord has become our satisfaction.
主成了我们里面喜乐的泉源。
God has become the source of our joy.
我们里面的喜乐胜过那丰收五谷新酒的人。
Because the joy within us far exceeds much more valuable than a bountiful harvest.
但今天有些神的儿女，他们得救了。
But today we see some of God's children, they are saved.
但他们常常忽略了。
But they often neglected.
他们没有保守自己的心。
They do not guard their heart.
他们没有学习制服自己的心。
They haven't learned how to control and overcome their heart.
你发现有的时候甚至许多的误会、猜疑、甚至偏见进到我们的思想里面。
A lot of times, misunderstanding, suspicion will enter our mind.
让我们的心成为一个坚固的营垒。
And our heart becomes very hard like a fortress.
我们里面非常的固执。
And we are so stubborn.
我们的心不是被膏油涂抹的，我们的心好像蒙了脂油一样。
And our heart is not anointed with the spirit, but our heart is hardened with a shell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你想想在我们的家庭里面，在我们教会的侍奉当中，多少坚固的营垒。
So think about it.A lot of times in our ministry, a lot of times in our families, there are so many hearts like a fortress.
其实事情都是非常非常小的事情。
A lot of times all these are caused by trivial matters.
在家里面都是绿豆芝麻绿豆大的事情。
In our family life, oftentimes we'll quarrel about minimum or trivial things.
但你发现那里面好像充满了坚固的营垒。
But you will see that it's like a fortress. You cannot conquer it.
神的儿女落在这样的光景里面是不应该的。
We should not have fallen into this type of situation.
所以我们看见这里面主的话提醒我们要保守我们的心，要胜过保守一切。
So the God's word reminds us we should guard our hearts with all vigilance.
而且这里面我们看见说不仅仅我们看见它重要，而且我们的心常常会改变，常常受影响，而且有的时候我们想保守，我们因着不会保守，我们还是保不住的。
A lot of time, even though we know this is very important, but we do not know how to guard our hearts. And sometimes we tried, but we still fail.
你看以色列人他们好像很保守，对不对？
Look at the Israelites, they seem to be very conservative.
但他们成了顽梗不化的。
But they become a stubborn set of people.
那个帕子一直在他们的心的上面。
The veil has always covered their heart.
所以我觉得我们真的需要主的话来帮助我们。
We really, really need God's word to help us.
我想这一章的圣经太丰富了。
We know that this chapter is so rich in its meaning.
我想我根本没有办法把它解释得很清楚。
There's no way that I can explain this, share with you very clearly.
但我想就着我个人一点点的简单的领会和弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So I just want to share with you based upon the limited understanding I have.
那么这一章我觉着它特别从几个方面告诉我们如何能够来保守我们的心。
So this chapter shares with tells us from different ways, there are several ways that how we can guard our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这太宝贵了。
This is very, very precious, dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们能够从主的话里得到这些帮助，我们的心常常能得蒙保守。
We can get help from God's word, so our hearts can be guarded.
你发现在我们身上真的常常会看见30倍、60倍、100倍的果实。
Then we can begin to see 30 times, 60 times, 100 times of fruit being born in our lives.
所以下面我们就稍微看一下。
So let's just take a look at some verses.
这里面我们看见说在这里面第一节。
Let us look at verse 1.
他说要听父亲的教训。
It says, listen to a father's instruction.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你要听受我的言语。
Listen, my child, and accept my words.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我儿要留心听我的言辞。
My child, pay attention to my words.
所以这里面给我们看见头一个保守我们心的一个很重要的秘诀。
So we can see that the number one secret key to guarding our heart
就是要学习怎样的听。
That is to learn how to listen.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你的经历如何。
I don't know about your experience.
我发现听对我们人的影响，对我们人的心的影响太大了。
I found out that listening has great impact in our heart or to our hearts.
你知道这个有时候影响我们一生啊。
And sometimes the impact lasts for throughout our life.
我之所以到美国来，就是因为我同学的一句话。
The reason I came to the United States in the first place was something I heard from my fellow classmate.
我那个时候已经考研了，我已经上了国内的研究生了。
At that time, I was already matriculated as a graduate student.
就因为我一个同学从美国，他特别给我打了一个电报，他就让我赶紧离开。
And I received a telegram from my classmate in the States says, leave quickly.
就这么几个字。
That's all he said to me.
改变了我的一生。
It changed my whole life.
我就离开了。
I left China.
我就这样一句话就把我给改变了。
And just these simple words changed my whole life.
有的时候甚至我们听话都听错了，把我们一生也改变了。
A lot of times our lives is changed completely because we listen incorrectly.
我记得那个时候我在这个少年的时候，我是在学校的这个运动队里面，田径队里面。
In my youth, I was part of the varsity team.
那么等到这个和这个在比较大的 district 那个区里面比赛的时候。
When we have this meet in our district.
那么就是我的成绩来讲，那么那一项比赛一定是第一名。
According to my ability, of course, I'm gonna get the gold medal.
那么如果是第一名的话，那我的一生就变了。
If I gain the gold medal, then my whole life will be different.
那个时候如果能在区里拿第一名，那真的生活就要变了。
Because in those days, if I can capture the gold medal, then my life will be different.
那么等到大家在跑的时候。
But when we were in the race.
不知道为什么有的人抢跑了。
Oh, but someone 抢跑
就是他就
提
前，他们就没有照着规矩。
Four star，
对对对 ，four star，
had a four star。
那么所有的这个人，他们都在喊说赶紧停下来。
And so the crowd says you have to stop the race。
但是我听着你赶紧跑。
But all I heard is just keep running.
我觉得全场都在为我欢呼。
I felt that the whole stadium was cheering me.
你看看这个冠军跑到第一名去了。
Look at this champion. He ran the number one.
我都快冲到终点了。
I almost reached the finish line.
有一个人把我抱住了。
And someone grabbed me.
我说还有这么犯规的吗？怎么到了终点了还能抱住我吗？
How can you grab me? I'm almost at the finish line.
我回头一看，全场只有我一个人在跑。
As I look back, I was the only one running the race.
你知道那一次改变了我的一生。
That race changed my whole life.
等我第二次再跑，我已经没有力气了。
Well, when I run the true race, the second time, I was exhausted.
听对我们每个人太重要了。
Listening is very, very critical for us.
你说怎么就这么一句话就能够改变一个人呢？
How can just a simple word can change your whole life?
弟兄姊妹，你不要小瞧言语。
So do not think little about words.
因为这言语背后有灵的。
Because words, what's behind the words is the spirit.
你看昨天晚上我们传福音，那有些朋友他就觉着人定胜天。
We were sharing the gospel message last night. Some of the friends in the audience think that we can conquer everything.
你知道说这种话的人，他可能没去过我们那边。
Those who say something like this probably is not familiar where I came from.
你说那个时候飓风来的时候
，because when the hurricane comes,
没有人说这句话。
No one can say that we can conquer.
你知道每个人都上着车子拼命的跑。
Everyone will got into their car and just drive away.
因为报纸上说这一个飓风的能量是五个原子弹的能量。
Because the newspaper reports that the strength of the hurricane is equivalent to 5 nuclear bombs.
没有一个朋友说人定胜天。
And no one at that time can say that we can conquer the heavens.
其实这话没什么道理的。
Really, it's really ridiculous to say something like that.
但这话背后有个骄傲的灵。
But behind these words, there's the spirit of the pride.
这个骄傲的灵抓住了许多亲爱的朋友。
And the spirit of pride really got hold of many young people's hearts.
让他们多少年都不能够蒙恩得救。
So a lot of, for many, many years, they could not be saved.
所以为什么教会要需要祷告呢？
That's why the church needs to pray.
因为要求主把这些背后的灵把它除去。
Because we need to pray for the Lord to remove these kind of spirits.
我们不是和福音朋友在那里征战。
We are not struggling with our gospel friends.
我们乃是和那空中执政掌权的那个属灵气的恶魔征战。
But we are battling against the authority in the air.
所以你发现这个言语对人的影响太大了。
So we see that how much impact words can have.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面告诉我们，不是随便的要听啊。
So the Bible tells us that we do not just listen to anything.
如果我们随便听的话，我们的心不会蒙保守。
Now, if we listen to everything or anything, then our hearts cannot be guarded.
这里告诉我们说，你们要听的是什么？是好教训。
Now we have to listen to good teachings.
弟兄姊妹，太重要了。
Very, very critical.
什么是好教训呢？
What are good instructions?
首先告诉我们，这个好教训乃是父亲的教训。
The good instructions come from the Father.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有父亲的教训？
Do we have instructions from our fathers?
这本圣经乃是父亲给我们每一个人写的书。
This Bible is the Bible written by our Father.
好好的读主的话。
Carefully readThe Lord's word.
你相信这是父亲给你写的话吗？
Do you really believe that this is something written by your father?
所以这里面告诉我们听的秘诀。
So it tells us the secret of listening.
就是我们要用信心与所听的道调和。
We have to mingle the words that we hear with our faith.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来读圣经的时候，你真的相信这是父亲给你写的话吗？
As we read the Bible, do you truly believe that this is something written by your father?
这是好教训。
These are good instructions.
我们需要用信心和所告诉我们的来调和。
We have to mix it, what we hear with our faith.
你发现我们的心真的蒙保守。
And then our hearts can be guarded.
许多这些异教，许多这些奇奇怪怪的教训没有办法来影响我们。
And then,our hearts are guarded so that all these false teachings cannot impact us.
不仅如此，
not only so.
他这里说啊，这个教训，我们知道这个箴言，好，这个很多都是这个所罗门神感动他写的。
We know that the many proverbs were written by Solomon, King Solomon, as he was moved by the Lord.
这里面这一个作者说，他的教训啊，其实不是他自己的。
And the author here says that the words are not his own.
是他父亲教导他的。
But the words came from his father.
他父亲教导他的这些的话语在他身上产生了一个果效。
And there's a result as an impact or effect of these words taught by his father.
使他能够成为一代的君王。
So that he can become the king of his generation.
什么是好教训呢？
What are the good instructions?
好教训是讲到父亲的心意。
Good instructions tells about the heart of the father.
让我们看见我们蒙恩得救以后救恩的目的。
And it tells us the purpose of salvation after we are saved.
这是好教训。
These are good instructions.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are blessed by the Lord.
我们要需要求主把那个赐人智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
We pray the Lord will give us the spirit of understanding and truth.
我们需要在祷告的里面来读主的话。
So we have to read God's word with a prayerful heart.
因为这是启示。
Because these words are God's revelation.
不是一个道理。
Not just some regular teaching.
我们知道这个英国的那个伊丽莎白女王。
We know, or we all know that the Queen Elizabeth of the UK.
等到她这个在五岁的时候。
When she was 5 years old.
她那个时候和她的那些小同伴整天在这个王宫里面到处追，到处杀，到处打。
She was playing with her young friends within the palace. They run around everywhere.
有一天，他的仆人把他叫住，走到那个宝座的前面。
One day, one of the servants grabbed her and led her to be in front of the throne.
他说：“你知道吗？”
And he told her, "You know something?
你将来要坐在这个宝座上。
One day you'll be sitting on that throne."
虽然他只有五岁。
Even though she was only 5 years old,
那一天她整个的生活改变了。
And after that day, her whole life changed.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们信主多少年了。
I don't know how many years you've been a Christian.
我们在地上是不是和世人一样，只在今生有指望？
Are we still like the other folks, only having hope only in this world?
刚才我们弟兄祷告说，我们今天都是被摆在永恒里的一般人。
We heard the prayer by our brother that we all have this eternal hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要好教训来开启我们。
Dear brother and sister, we really need to be enlightened by good instructions.
从父亲的教训启示我们救恩的目的。
Father's instructions will reveal to us the purpose of the salvation.
我们听了很多关乎神永远的旨意的道。
We heard so many messages about the eternal will of God.
这都是好教训。
These are good instructions.
但是我们需要在一个祷告的心里面来听这些的道。
But we need to listen to this message with a prayerful heart.
让神真的怜悯我们。
And may God have mercy on us.
不是知道了这些的道理，乃是因着知道这些的真理，我们里面被照亮，我们整个的生命从此改变了。
So that we do not just understand in some doctrine, but have this enlightenment so that our life can be changed completely.
不仅如此，不仅你知道这是这个要听着好教训，要听这个父亲这个蛮有旨意的教训。
Not only we listen to these good instructions, but listen with a sense of purpose.
后面他也告诉我们说，什么是好教训。
And later on, it tells more about what are good instructions.
我想主要是在第十节到十七节。
In verses 10 through 17.
这里告诉我们好教训让我们有个敬畏耶和华的心。
It tells us that good instructions make us fearful of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人在这里教训让我们失去敬畏的心。
If we listen to some instructions which cause us to lose the fearful feeling for the Lord.
那个不是好教训。
Then those are not good instructions.
那个不能保守我们的心。
Because they cannot guard our heart.
只有好教训，它让我们敬畏耶和华。
Only good instructions will cause us to fear the Lord.
什么叫敬畏耶和华？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
敬畏耶和华乃在乎恨恶邪恶。
When we fear the Lord, then we will despise evil.
当有恶人到摆在面前的时候，你要转身而去。
When the evil comes before you, then you will turn around and walk away.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习听里面圣灵的微小的声音，
Dear brothers and sisters, if we do not learn how to listen to the faint words of the Holy Spirit within us,
我们不能转身而去。
Then we cannot turn around and walk away.
发现无论我们是怎样的一个人，
So you find out, no matter what kind of person you are,
我们的心不能保守。
Then our hearts cannot be guarded.
大卫那天没有转身而去。
David did not walk away from that situation on that day.
大卫是昼夜思想耶和华律法的人。
You know, David was someone who meditated upon the Lord day and night.
他是爱神的旨意到一个地步，宁愿自己不合眼，也盼望主和他有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
You know that he cares about the Lord's eternal will that he'd rather have God's ark having a resting place.
你想这样一个爱神的人。
Look at David, a person who loves the Lord so much.
他 他的心怎么能不被保守呢？
How could it be possible that his heart was not guarded?
那一天他看见有妇人沐浴，他要转身而去。
On that day when he witnessed some lady was bathing, he should have turned around and walked away.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要学习转身而去。
Dear brother and sister, we have to learn.To turn away, turn around and walk away.
如果我们不转身而去，我们的心不能保守。
If we don't turn around and walk away, then our hearts cannot be guarded.
约瑟给我们做多好的榜样。
Joseph gave us such a good example.
我想约瑟他所经历的那个试探引诱，恐怕也不比这个大卫的那个更加这个好像容易。
I don't think that the temptation Joseph had to face was easier than the one David had to face.
约瑟转身而去。
Joseph turned around and walked away.
即使被下在死牢的里面，我要转身而去。
Even that cost him to be imprisoned, he turned away.
刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌，他说宁愿有耶稣。
We sang the hymn, I'd rather have Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是敬畏耶和华的心。
This is what it means to have a fearful heart.
这是好教训。
These are good instructions.
这个保守我们的心。
These guard our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这里面首先给我们看见，我们真的要学习怎样来听。
So, brothers and sisters, these words teach us how we should learn to listen.
不仅如此，我们往下读的时候，读到十八节和十九节的时候。
So let's read down in verses 18 and 19.
这段话，昨天晚上我们稍微提了一下。
Last night we used these verses also.
这里告诉我们说哈，这个义人跟恶人的分别在哪里？
It tells the difference between the righteous and the evil or the wicked.
这个义人和恶人的分别不在乎说义人不跌倒，义人恶人只会跌倒。
The difference is not that the righteous will not stumble, but the wicked will stumble.
其实义人有的时候也会滑跌的。
Actually, you know that even the righteous sometimes stumble.
甚至会滑跌七次的。
And sometimes stumble seven times.
但是他们知道因什么跌倒。
But they understand why they stumble.
他们在哪里跌倒，他们在哪里爬起来。
And they will get up where they fell.
恶人却不是这样。
But the wicked ones are not like that.
他们跌倒，他们却不知道因什么跌倒。
When they stumble, they had no idea why they stumble.
你看大卫跟扫罗的分别就在这里。
Look at the difference between David and Saul.
大卫也跌倒过。
David has stumbled before.
至少圣经记载过他跌倒过。
At least that's recorded in the Bible.
但是大卫他在神面前，他在哪里跌倒，他在哪里爬起来。
So, but David is different. Wherever he stumbled, he will get up there.
但是扫罗他跌倒，他不知道因什么跌倒。
But when Saul stumbled, he had no idea why he stumbled.
甚至你读扫罗的故事，你发现他甚至都不知道自己已经跌倒。
So if you read Saul's story, and he sometimes didn't even realize that he stumbled.
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多神的儿女的难处就在这里。
Dear brother and sister, a lot of times that's where our difficulty is.
有的时候我们的心不蒙保守。
A lot of times our hearts are not being kept.
因为我们不晓得因什么跌倒。
Because we don't understand why we stumble.
甚至到了一个地步，我们根本不晓得自己已经跌倒。
So much so we don't even realize we have already stumbled.
所以你看他这里说到义人的路好像黎明的光。
So it says here that the path of the righteous is like the bright morning star.
为什么义人可以重新站起来？
How come the righteous can get up again?
因为他们有光
，because they have light，
他们接受光
，they accept light。
凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来。
Those who are rebuked will be revealed by the light。
你发现大卫是一个人可以责备的一个君王。
We found out that David was a king who can accept rebuke。
先知可以责备他
，and the prophet can admonish him。
那一个好像被说成这个。
死狗的侍妹也可以责备他。
And even Smay, even though he was described like a dead dog, can even rebuke the king.
你说今天如果年长弟兄责备我们，我们觉着我们应该接受，对不对
？You know, today, if we are admonished by an elder.Our elderly brother or sister, we accept it.
我觉得如果年长弟兄责备我们，我们都不愿意接受的话，我觉着在主面前一点路没有。
If we do not even accept the admonishment from the elders, then I don't know where we stand before the Lord.
我在学习侍奉中，我发现有许多很年轻的弟兄姊妹不接受年长弟兄的。
In my service experience, I found out that some younger brothers and sisters would not accept rebuke or admonishment from the elderly.
连黎明的光都没有。
He doesn't even have the morning light.
非常的可惜的一件事。
That's very unfortunate.
但是今天如果是世美责备我们怎么办
？But if someone like Smay rebuke us, then How are we going to react?
如果是我们的妻子责备我们，我们怎么办
？If our wife rebuke us, how would we react?
我就发现有很多时候，我们的妻子像圣经中记载那些先知一样。
A lot of times our wives will play the role of the prophet recorded in the Bible.
因为他们不看我们的脸面。
Because they do not care about how we feel.
他们不顾我们的脸面就指责我们了。
They just criticize us as we are.
弟兄姊妹，你能接受吗
？Can you accept that?
如果我们能够看见这个妻子是耶和华所赐给我的恩典
，If we can look at our wives as something, a blessing and a grace given by God，
这不是我说的。
This is not something I said myself.
箴言里面说的。
This is in the Proverbs.
得着妻子的，就是得着了好处，也蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
If you have a good wife, then you have the benefit, you have the blessing, and from the Lord.
他翻译跟我讲的不大一样。
I'm sorry.
我讲的是妻子，他讲的是贤惠的妻子。
Any wife, whether good or bad.
我们中文圣经翻成得着贤惠妻子，那是得着好处了。
Our Chinese Bible says that if you have a good wife, then that's a true blessing.
但是那是点点点，那是加上去的。
But the word good in the Chinese version is added on.
这可以理解，因为我们都盼望得着贤惠的妻子。
Well, it's understandable because we all would prefer to have a good wife.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，妻子就是耶和华所给你的恩惠。
But the Bible says wife is the blessing or grace from the Lord.
我不知道我们感恩节的时候，你们这边怎么感恩法
？I don't know how you celebrate Thanksgiving.
我们都是到家庭里面，我们有许多的 group， 小的 group， 大家感恩。
We have family gatherings and share our Thanksgiving.
有一次给我印象太深刻了。
And one time that something happened that really impressed me.
那是一个做妻子的。
There was this wife.
他说：“我感谢我的先生。
She said, "I thank my husband."
他使我知道我因什么跌倒。
And he showed me how and why I stumbled.
太宝贵了。
That's so precious.
弟兄姊妹，如果在我们家庭当中常常有这样的见证
，If we have this kind of testimony in our family lives,
你看我们的心是不是得蒙保守
？Then you can tell whether our heart is being guarded.
免得我们变成一个顽梗不化的。
Lest that we become our heart becomes hardened.
免得我们朝着错谬的路上直奔呢。
Unless that we run into the path of the wicked.
这个光太宝贵了，弟兄姊妹。
This light is so precious.
因为这个光让我们知道我们是在哪里跌倒的。
Because the light shows us where we stumbled.
有些弟兄姊妹觉得自己光景不对了。
A lot of brothers and sisters feel that something's wrong with their
他们就在主面前就认罪。
They will confess before the Lord.
这样随随便便大规模的认罪不顶用的。
They just confess in some general term, that's useless.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们是在哪里跌倒的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to know exactly where we stumbled.
如果我是在厨房跌倒的，我不 可能盼望在讲台上站起来。
If I stumble in the kitchen, then I cannot stand here, at the pulpit.
如果我在侍奉厨房的时候，我在那里跟别人竞争，跟别人嫉妒纷争。
If I serve in the kitchen, but I become jealous and I strive, cause strife, among the workers.
我在那跌倒了。
Then I stumble there.
那我盼望说，我的讲台充满了圣灵，充满了活力，给大家讲一篇很释放的道，我就站起来了。
And if I think that I could just share a very strong message, and then that will cause me to rise up again.
没有这件事情。
No such thing.
我们还在黑暗的里面。
We are still in the dark.
义人的路好像黎明的光。
The path of the righteous is like the morning light.
是越照越明的。
And it becomes brighter and brighter.
直到日午。
Until the full day.
弟兄姊妹，这个光在一个肯接受责备的人的里面，他是越来他越觉得越宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, that this kind of light, when it is inside the heart of someone who is willing to accept the instruction, then it becomes very, precious to them.
这是我们在主面前得蒙心得蒙保守的秘诀。
This is another secret how our heart can be guarded in the Lord.
如果我们失去这样的光
，If we lose this kind of light，
我们怎么能够保守我们的心呢
？How can we guard our heart？
太宝贵了
，So precious。
最后一段
，The last passage，
二十节到二十七节
，Verses 20 through 27。
这里面也讲了很多的事情。
It talks about many matters here。
但这里面特别提到了眼睛
，But it mentions specially about the eye。
他说你的。这个眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。它重复了两次。
Verse 22, it repeated here. It repeats here. Let your eyes look directly in front of you, and let your gaze look straight before you.
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼睛给我们的心影响也太大了，对不对
？You know, our eyes are greatly affected by our heart.
哎呀，我们很多时候在这个世界上看的东西，对我们影响太大了。
A lot of things that we look at, we see in this world, have great impact to us.
我们小朋友那个他在这个五岁的时候
one of my children when he was 5 years old.
他看见那些。收这个垃圾的人呢，真的很潇洒呀！
And,
一个手抓住垃圾车，一个手拾垃圾。哇、哦，那个车过去以后，那看了以后，他的眼睛一直盯在那些人的身上。
When he was 5 years old, look at the garbage man, and was very admiring the garbage man how they worked in collecting the garbage.
所以他的老师让他们写出你将来要做什么的时候。
So when the, in the classroom in school, when the teacher asked the kids, what do you want to become when you grow old?
当然就是捡垃圾的了。
Of course they want to become a garbage man.
因为这眼睛的影响太大了。
Because the eyes, what the eye sees impact them.
当然将来他做捡垃圾我们也高兴是如果主让他做我们也很高兴。
Of course if God's word for him to become a garbage man, we'll be happy too.
但是我们发现这个眼睛对我们影响太重要了。
Because,You see how critically the eyes will affect us.
后来他过了一段时间，他在那里看到这个伟大祖国那个有个卫星上天了。
And then later on, when he becomes a little bit older, and he saw the news that our great homeland country send a satellite into the space.
所以后来他写的时候，他将来要做这个太空人了。
Then his wish was to become an astronaut.
眼睛对我们的影响太大了。
The eyes affect us greatly.
而且这里说要向前直观。
It says that we should look forward.
要向前看。
Directly in front of you.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不往前面看的话，很多时候我们会害怕的。
If we do not look straightly ahead, then we become afraid.
你看彼得那个时候，他就没有往前看。
You look at Peter. He did not look straight.
他往前看，他不会害怕的。
If he looked straight, then he would not be scared.
他的心会得蒙保守的。
Because his heart then will be guarded.
但他到处乱看。
But he looked around.
看看这风浪，看看这同伴，这一下子心就不蒙保守了。
Look at the storm and look at his companion, and his heart lost its place.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见第三个秘诀。
So we see the third secret.
我们要知道怎么来看。
We have to learn how to look.
向前看
Look straight ahead.
前面是什么
？What's ahead？
主在前面。
The Lord is ahead。
只有主在前面。
The only Lord is ahead of us。
弟兄姊妹要看见我们的主。
We have to see our Lord。
弟兄姊妹，我们什么时候我们从主身上偏出去了
？A lot of any time。Whenever you remove your gaze away from the Lord,
你发现我们的心就不蒙保守。
And then you know that you can't guard your heart.
在这个诗篇十六篇第四节那里特别告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 16 verse 4.
那你说以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
If they desire other gods, then their trouble will multiply.
在原文里他说以别的代替主的。
In the original text, it says, replacing the Lord with something else.
当我们的眼睛把别的东西代替主了。
If our eyes cause us to replace the Lord with something else.
你知道的。
You know.
因为愁苦增加了。
Our suffering will increase.
虽然有的时候是很属灵的事情。
Even if it is something spiritual.
但是我们的心里面愁苦了。
But our heart starts to suffer.
我记得有一段时间我在侍奉的里面非常的愁苦。
During one period of time, I suffer quite a bit, in my service, in my ministry.
因为我发现聚会里有很多弯曲的事情。
Because I found out there are ways not pleasing to the Lord in the meeting.
就是弯曲啊，不
crooked.
对 crooked. 就是弯曲的是，这个我还试着去把他们那个弯曲的把它要掰过来，又把它掰直了。
I tried very hard to straighten out the crooked things.
我越要去掰吧，这一个愁苦就越多。
The harder I try to straighten things out.The more suffering we encountered.
到了一个地步，我真的有点 depressed， 我真的有点灰心失望了。
To such extent, I was so discouraged.
我们那个聚会不像这儿这么多人呢。
Our meeting is not as big as this one.
我们很小的一个聚会。
Very small gathering.
我就说，就这么小的一个聚会，就这么多弯曲的事情，那还怎么聚下去啊
？And such a small gathering that we have so many crooked things.How can we continue on?
我整天思想的，我整天眼睛看的就这些弯曲的事情。
All I gazed upon were these crooked ways.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
有一天主的话临到我。
And one day the Lord's word came upon me.
他的话说：“神使弯曲的，人弄不直的。”
It says to me that if the crooked ways were caused by the Lord.Then no one can straighten it out.
我说那我根本就不想，那我就不要去搬了嘛。
Then I said, okay, then I don't have to bother.
那我就把眼睛转到主的身上。
So I turn my eyes on the Lord.
非常的稀奇。
Amazingly.
愁苦没有了。
I don't suffer anymore.
一想到主里面就觉甘甜。
As soon as I think of the Lord, I feel the sweetness in my heart.
我发现过了一段时间，我没有去掰的地方全都直了。
So after a while, the crooked ways that I didn't try to straighten out, they became straight by themselves.
弟兄姊妹要保守我们的心。
Dear brothers and sisters, guard your heart.
胜过保守一切。
More than anything else.
我们要学习怎么样来听。
We have to learn to listen.
我们要听好教训。
We have to listen to good teachings.
我们要求神把那个智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
We pray to the Lord that give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们需要神来启示我们他救恩的目的。
We ask the Lord to reveal to us the purpose of his salvation.
这是好教训啊。
These are good instructions.
我们要有一个敬畏耶和华的心。
We must fear the Lord.
看见邪恶的路要转身而去。
We have to turn away from the wicked ways.
这是好教训。
These are good instructions.
恩膏的教训永远是好教训。
Anointed teaching is always the best teaching.
这是我们要听的好教训。这是我们学习要听的。
These are what we learn, we must learn to listen.
我们有没有接受光的责备？
Do we accept the admonishment of the light?
我们真的走在义人的路上吗？
Are we walking in the path of the righteous?
还是我们很多的时候都不晓得我们因什么跌倒？
Or how many times that we don't even realize why we stumble?
甚至我们都不晓得我们已经跌倒。
Or not even aware we have already stumbled.
我们到底看什么？
What are we looking at?
看主耶稣。
Look at the Lord.
看见我们的主，你就喜乐了。
Or when you look at our Lord, then you would be joyful.
看见主的时候，你的心就得蒙保守。
When you look at the handiwork of the Lord, then your heart will be kept.
太宝贵了。
So precious.
保守你心。胜过保守一切。
Guard your heart with all vigilance.
因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Because from there comes the all sources of life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你历世历代，你的眼目都在遍察全地。
Throughout generations, that you look on the people,
你要显大能，帮助那心向你诚实的人。
You will show forth your mighty power to show your mercy to those who are faithful to you.
愿我们也像一样看重我们的心。
Lord, we pray that we will consider our heart precious.
我们愿意在你面前学习来保守我们的心。
We want to learn how to keep and guard our heart.
让我们的心不偏于邪。
So that we do not deviate.
让我们向你有个单纯的爱心。
So that we may have a pure and simple heart toward you.
不只失去那向着你那纯一清洁的心。
Not only just have a simple and dedicated heart to you.
主，愿你得着我们。
Lord, gain us.
得着我们的心。
Gain our heart.
好让你在我们中间一直有路可走。
So that you have a path, you have a way in us.
也让我们都走在这条义人的路上。
So that we may walk on the path in the righteous.
好像黎明的光越照越明，直到日入。
Like the morning light become brighter and brighter till the full day.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
感谢你。
Thank you.
这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen.